This is CliffCentral.com.
Beep, 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 beep.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Da-da-dum, brum-bum-bum, shum-shum-shum-shum, brum-bum-bum, do-do-do, do-do-do.
So, Christian, who is this?
This is it's obviously, I mean, Gavin, you know who this is.
Who is this, Gabby?
I can't hear myself.
Oh, and you, Bernard, who do you think this is?
Let the Christ. I can hear Clooney.
It sounds very... European-American-ish.
European-American-ish, Asian-ish, Australian-ish.
Dit klink amper vir my soos Hedwig wat 'n nuwe CD uitgebring het.
Ah.
Hy het my daai bietjie van 'n Hedwig klankie.
Well, can I just test the mics because it's all been marked strangely again. So, Christian, can you say hello, hello until I tell you to stop?
Hello.
Okay, hello. So you're fine. Okay. Gavin, say hello, hello.
Hello.
Okay, so you're fine. And then this one, and Bernard, say hello.
Hi.
Again? Hi. Okay, that's better. No joke. But you know what I discovered, people?
What did you discover?
I was a bit earlier today, and I went through the thing here. You know what? Why I always cuck on Gavin and or Bernard for being too loud? Because their mics are set for 7 million decibels.
They're like a jet taking off.
That's why you're always so loud and obnoxious.
Obnoxious work. Is it the settings now?
Kijk, hoor hoe prachtig klink jy nou. Hoor hoe prachtig klink jy nou.
Glad nie obnoxious.
Nee, man.
Casper has just made an admission. I'm scared.
No, but I did tell you to shut it down.
Yeah, no, but you're admitting now that...
What happened?
Yes,
why?
It was a technical situation.
It's a technical situation.
And it wasn't really our...
It wasn't your technique.
We felt so bad.
I know, for 3 years.
We...
4, 5 years. Yeah.
Like, just look at the Facebook comments. Why are they so loud?
Why are they so loud? Why are they distorting? Yeah.
There are people...
I know. It's because of your settings.
Mm.
So... That is why.
But can I just say that I was in a cast of about 30 people.
Yes.
I was the only one of the main characters of 10. There were 10 main characters. I was the only one in the theater who was not given a mic because my voice was so loud. I was loud enough to project.
That's stunning, Gavin.
Gavin's master.
Too loud of annoying.
Sick of Vicky Van Bert.
That's wonderful. So let's try that. Now, say something.
Hello.
Beautiful.
Yeah, still, I don't hear.
But now first. Enunciate. Say, hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, that's beautiful. No, don't. Jy moet nie fucking verstik nie. It's like, okay, Gavin, think of the wall as the universe and say, hello. Oh, wait.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, that's nice.
That felt good.
It sounded like amazing.
Like really good.
Hey, Chris?
Like stellar.
Wait, stellar.
Listen, so stellar. I've got a technical problem. I can't hear myself.
Oh, that's good, I think. So, Christian,
yes.
Last night I saw you at A Laugh in Your Own Language.
Yes.
Which was presented by Comedy Central.
My little CC, Africa.
Yeah. That's Tell it. Me all about it.
It was lovely. Thank you. Now, I don't need to hear myself. No.
What happened now?
It was great. You gave me some comp tickets, and I got to tell my friends, hey, guys, you want to go to shows?
Did I? I'm so...
No, it was great. You performed.
Yeah.
You were fantastic, as always.
Were I the best?
No, obviously.
Okay.
No, you were like, obviously, the headlining like act of the night. Mm-hmm. We also had Hannes, Hannes Brummer.
Yeah, he's always the best.
And Melt was really good. I've never heard Melt.
No.
Heard Melt do solo stand-up. I've only heard him do improv.
Saw, you mean. You're not blind. You're not blind.
I mean, it would have been fine if I was blind because it's just talking.
Funny. Yeah, he's just talking. And I think it's better if you see what Mel looks like to be blind.
You know, it adds to the show. And then Skulk also.
And Skulk was on top form as usual. Skulk, Scarpy beside Nate now with his fucking merino hair.
It's a lot, you know, but you kind
to
of
take
get,
in.
It's like you went from like broccoli to cauliflower, and it's just it's taking me a second to just accept it, you know.
But as he said, it was very funny. He said that he dyed his hair because he's playing Patricia Lewis's Bush.
Yes. And then who was the host again?
Alfred Adrian is so funny.
Yes, he's really good.
He is so funny, people.
I'm getting to know him now because, like, he also performed at Artlock.
He was here. Remember that day we were here with those two ladies who, the father was shot dead and the mother, and then it was the lady and the daughter.
Yes, and he was kind of our guest presenter.
And Adrian was the guest presenter. Yeah, you missed that.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, I think you would have loved that.
I would have lost my mind.
It's your kind of humor.
I would not have coped.
but he is Bernard Alfred Adrian is so funny. He's
I saw him in English set, and I saw him with the English set, and that was very funny.
Who were they? That English set. Were they the royals?
His English set.
I know.
You told me that he's so funny in Afrikaans, and
no, but yeah. I've only seen him yesterday for the first time.
Oh,
in Afrikaans, and he's funny,
really good, sharp. But I think everyone like really brought it like, yesterday. Like I was very impressed with last
but
night.
But I had like tears running down my cheek. Laughing.
Oh, it's like, are you okay? Like,
yeah, no, laughing from Adrian stuff.
No, he was like Alfred. Amazing. I was most impressed by Melt. I think he like surprised me the most because like I said, I've never seen him do solo. So I was like, oh, he's really good. Like,
not me.
I said like most impressed. Like you always like come to the show. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing new.
Acting goes with some mic
saved. No, he was really good. I liked his homophone joke.
Homophobe joke.
Homophone?
So, Skulk?
No. Melt. Melt, he had like a thing, a joke about, I can't remember, about Dira and Deer and all these words that sound the
same. Oh, homophone.
Yes.
I thought you said the homophobe.
No.
That was the Skulk joke.
Yes, that was
the Skulk
joke.
Where the prostitute thought he's gay.
Yes.
That's funny.
That was a really good one. No, it was great. It was great. Thank you. Thank you so much for dragging me along.
It's a great pleasure. And thank you, Gavin, for coming, and Banner.
You guys really great friends.
Bye, dankie, dat ek genooi was.
Nee, want jy is mos besig mos.
Ek het by die huis gesit op my eie en koeksus vervreet met 'n koppie koffie. Alleen in die donker, wel nie in die donker nie, maar dis hoe dit gevoel het.
Yeah.
Die donkerte om my sonder vriende.
Ek is nou
lus
vir koeksus.
Dit was so lekker.
I love how you change the topic.
Ek het die lekkerste koeksus ontdek by...
Waar?
Gaan dit vir hulle airtime gee?
Wat kom
daar's paar wat daar wat jy gevat het vir 'n nuwe sushi plek, die Golden
Nuggets,
Golden Rose.
Ja, wat van
daai sushi plek is? Nee, by daai spaar.
Very kinky Golden Rose.
It's with a locomotive.
Yes. Florida Junction.
People, those cook sisters, I haven't tasted them yet.
Some next level.
But apparently.
I've got a question to ask you.
Yeah.
You've invited me to another thing. What the fuck's a pantomime?
I can't believe what I... Can I just play...
Pull out the hut.
Did I tell you I was playing at the beginning yet? No.
No!
It's Arcade fucking Hustles. No, what's their name?
Arcade Fire? Ooh.
No, wait. It's called Arcade Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum 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 What the fuck is a pantomime?
Mm.
Tell him, Bernard. Bernard, sal jy vir hom vertel wat dit is, want ek, die Here hoor my, ek kan nie praat.
I love it, 10 points.
Bernard, ja, soms benat ek myself. Ja,
benat, ek het myself benat. People, it's 11-11-11, it was.
I mean,
wow. My phone still says 11-11.
As jy soek een dubbelgoeder sien.
Mos.
You're gonna
Mos.
Die.
Is it?
Oh, fuck. Sorry, Gasper.
Your tight is a man.
What is a pantomime?
A pantomime is
tell him about
a musical.
Okay.
The type of show.
It started in England.
Aimed at children.
Okay.
It's a family show.
But
there's always a
political.
No a man. Adult.
What do you know, Gavin?
Gavin.
You don't even know what's Matilda.
Yeah. Matilda is for him is gay for nice. Oh, that was a Matilda evening.
There's always a character in the show called the Dame.
Yes.
Okay.
Played by a man.
By a man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But in the olden days, luckily that's gone now, in England, a female would play the young juvenile male. And that usually irritated me.
Okay.
Because then, like, Peter Pan would be a woman.
Like, it was last year.
Yeah, but now they've done away with that.
Okay.
So a man plays a man and a woman plays a woman, except for the Dame, which is... Toby
Cronier was a dame.
He was.
So this is for Snow White? What are we watching?
Yes. We're going to watch Snow White, the pantomime, next
Snow
week.
Snow White.
Did I say Snow White?
Yeah. Snow White.
Sponsored by Meerlicht Wein. Is Snow White. There's no white.
Okay.
Like Snow White.
Medea presents Snow White.
Like Snow White. Like Snow White for me.
So who will be the dame? Will it be the stepmother? That's a stepmother.
It's normally the stepmother or the evil queen or the mm-hmm. In Peter Pan it will be the maid the nanny, okay, not the maid.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And do people lose their minds?
A strong
over
character
the dame
with the best lines and.
And the pantomime has got humor for adults, so but the digital children mustn't understand it. So they would say, "Ooh, that's a juicy banana," and all the guys, all the people, all the adults would go, and the children would go. And what they also do is they use contemporary music in a pantomime.
Okay,
you see?
Okay.
So like, if
Arcade Fire,
if Snow White comes in.
Hello. Where's Grandma?
Is that Snow White? No, that's Red Riding.
Where's the apple? Where's the apple?
Well, it's with Macintosh.
But there is...
It's in Cupertino, California.
There is an undertone of, like, or general news that has happened in the past, isn't there?
Kijk, het hy nou gaan Google what's a pantomime.
Nee, I'm still on...
There is a general
what
of what?
Spanish to English.
A what of what?
They do make jokes about, like, let's
like
say...
social Julius commentary Madera kind
of
things?
Yes, like social commentary.
No, they do.
They do.
They would make a meme.
How dare you, Betty, say it's not.
Do they speak in a pantomime?
Yes.
Oh,
sorry, just
God.
It has mime in the name!
Oh, yeah.
Don't look at me like...
No, it's not pantomime, it's pantomime.
Mine. Oh, so it's mine.
It's pantomime, for fuck's sake, Bernard.
That is so embarrassing.
Oh, please, this is so embarrassing.
I could unfollow me off my screen.
It's pantomime.
Throwing my mic down.
Okay, and then another thing. So, are there, like, props, or is it, like, the pantomime is, like,
it's a big, huge Sun City.
So, there are sets and shit. I'm just trying to visualize this before I go in.
Trying to visualize or trying to decide if you're going or not?
Just like he's got to go as part of the... We're all going, aren't we? We have to be there because our guest, after we've seen the pantomime, is Janice Honeyman. So we have to... My God.
Ek kom daai dag in drag.
Let oh my God.
A ligte audisiekie doen.
I am reciting... I am...
As a mame.
Yeah. I'm gonna...
Dame.
I'm gonna order...
Yeah.
When she comes into the studio,
yes.
I'm not like the host for that, I want to be like a fly on the wall.
A flower on the wall, yeah.
I am very proud of one of her plays that I did. It's called Knickerbocker. It's amazing.
That sounds very racist. Okay.
It was in the 80s.
Okay. We got lots of guests today.
Oh, Stempreki.
We got Matilda. We saw Matilda the other night. It was an absolutely wonderful show.
We sure did.
Loved it. And we'll have one of the wonderful stars from Matilda called who? Mrs. Strange Slumps?
Strange Slumps, yes.
Strange Slumps will be here at 12. And she is played by a man called Reino de Villiers, I think. Then we got Lulu Blue. Who's gonna come?
I first thought it was like a like Avon. It's like a multi-channel marketing thing, like Lulu Blue. Like,
but she will slash you if you call her anything Avon.
Okay, so call her Avon.
Okay.
Let's see. And then we've also got from Our TV.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who
Warren
Witcher.
Yeah,
and from, is he here?
I'm not. No, he's not here yet.
I love Our TV. What?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I love it. Okay, Alice.
What is this?
Well, where is he?
Where is he?
Where is he? Isn't he here yet?
No.
Okay, well, that's his interview then. Okay, so now, I can't remember what time I told him to be here, but I said he must be here at 11.
He's like at Hollywood Costumes. Hey, Casper.
Yeah. Hello. So I'm with Michelle Boert. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel the energies are very high.
It is.
What is that?
That's my brain.
That's our new sponsor, Halls Excess.
No. I brought you presents.
Yay!
For you, Bernard, it is a flyer of last night's show.
Bye, donkey.
Read it for us.
Laugh in your language. Yeah. Wish you were here.
Yeah.
live TV recording, mm-hmm. 24 October.
That was Guni, eh?
In Guni, yeah.
Yeah.
25 October, Afrikaans.
That's what where you were, Christian.
That's where I was.
26 yeah. English. 26 English. Yeah.
You can do it. Come on. We believe in you.
26th of October. It's the English lineup. Ek sal maar hierso gaan kyk dalk na iemand.
Wie?
Mense van die Afrikaanse lineup my nie wou daar gehad het nie.
Maar ons het koeksisters eet in die donker.
Is dit die prentjie wat hulle vir jou gebruik het, Shame?
Fuck off.
Show me the picture.
Fuck it.
Hoe lyk Kasper?
Hoe lyk ek?
Describe it.
Hoe lyk ek? Describe.
Soos Patch Adams.
Turn the pamphlet around.
Patch Adams? Die-o.
Eet jy fedorekie aan?
Die Robin Williams karakter wat die malkindertjes had lachen. Okay.
Shame. I didn't see it?
I do see Patch Adams, yeah.
Unfortunately.
I'm not a patch on Adams, though.
Naast
for
en
you,
grys nie.
Christian, I brought a spoon.
I've always wanted a spoon.
I know.
Now I have. It's more of a stirrer. Can't really scoop much.
Yeah, but
it.
You are a stirrer on our show, and that's why I gave it to you.
I'm stirring.
Don't open it.
I won't. No, this is limited edition.
Hermetically sealed.
This is Carol Boy.
And Gavin, for you, I brought.
No.
I promise you, I stole it from the hotel.
You're so thoughtful.
What did I get a shower cap. Oh my God. That's a plastic nice shower cap. It's isn't amazing.
Isn't that a euphemism just for some sexual thing?
To keep shower the frizz away.
Isn't shower cap like a. Why am I talking like this? What's happening? Why am I channeling Bill Clinton? What the fuck? I did not have sex with that woman, Mr. Clinton.
He's here. He might be listening.
I must be going to work for the.
Oh,
American
no, he's coming
people.
Next week.
Bill. Who's coming next week?
Ugh, wait, who are we talking about?
What are you talking
about? I'm so confused.
Were we talking about Bill Clinton?
Yes,
he's coming next week.
To
South Africa.
No,
yes, he's going to be a speaker at some, I don't know if we must mention their names, but a big company is the Discovery Leadership Conference.
Because we should get him.
Hillary's also coming.
My.
But they are traumatized.
That's too loud.
They are traumatized because
of the bomb.
Dramatics yesterday.
Can we please get them on the show? Like, I would sell a kidney. Like, I'm willing.
I know the only person who can get them on this channel would be Gareth.
Gareth? He can be a guest on our show.
Yeah. And bring them in.
The privilege.
I will try my best, but Hillary, she is fucking not answering.
tweet them louder.
Yeah. Ek dink is oor die bomme. In any case, so Gavin, you have got the view of the glass here. So if you can see someone who looks a bit like he's a guest, tell me.
I shall indeed.
What is happening? Speaking of glass things, did you hear Krista wanted to build an aquarium?
Yeah, for everyone.
Oh.
Who wanted to build an aquarium?
Krista,
yeah.
How? I hate it.
Want to.
Isn't it
going to?
Isn't the sushi restaurant?
It's like across from John Dory's.
Yeah, no, there's a little petition with it, and the mens is an uproar with it.
The vegan community is shook.
Yeah, let me just say, but it's for educational purposes.
Apparently, the lions are an uproar as well. No, that's a joke. Okay, so why do they, for educational purposes?
Yes.
I mean, like, no one even goes to their bowling alley. Why would people go to their aquarium?
Exactly.
Because no one's going to their bowling alley. They're building an aquarium.
Aquariums are more passive.
I'm sorry. This whole thing is a bit fishy. Aquarius. Oh, okay. So that, why did you say that random fact?
Because it was awkward silence. I was like, let's full airtime.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Maybe they're building it because it's the age of aquariums.
Warren,
I'm gonna leave.
Warren just said, hi Casper, which building is it? What the fuck?
The one with
the Cliff Central building.
Oh, there's Lulu. Oh my god, there's Lulu Blue. You can't believe what she looks like.
What does she look like?
Oh,
like
amazing. Amazing.
It's amazing.
Let's bring her in. Bring her in.
Okay.
Bring her in.
Betty's going to go feature quickly.
Okay, Warren. Kai Kasper, which building is it? The fucking...
Which building is
building.
It?
Building.
18...
Can I have a walls, please?
No.
Okay.
I'll give you my weight.
Do you have any walls?
I don't.
18 Vessel Road.
Yes.
Please. We're waiting. Okay. Do you want an extra large hall? Or do you
I'm
want
about, I'm
or
about,
extra small?
I'm about
I've only got
large.
One left.
Okay, give me the normal one.
Like, don't even make the offer. Thank you
That's
so much.
That's my sperm. My sperm count.
Like one.
That doesn't sound like one. Okay, give me the normal one.
Okay, yes, all.
You can throw it.
Okay.
Merci beaucoup. Man.
Like in retrospect, I could have just passed it.
And you know what, Christian? Yes. You said maybe you should come made up.
It was a good idea at the time.
And he didn't.
I'm gonna cry.
Oh my god.
I wasn't ready.
I'm here.
She is here and ready to conquer.
Oh my god.
I'm
so many questions.
I'm checking out my phone immediately.
Immediately we have to. We have to take pictures.
I know, Facebook Live, everything.
What can I must play something. What the fuck can I play?
This is kind of intense and sad.
Oh, you do this in your show, hey? Don't you? Can she hear? Is she a deaf drag?
No, I'm here.
Oh, she could. Okay. We're playing Madonna. Just in case. Now, in Dutch, it says, hit the vagina.
Really?
Yeah, strike a pose. Strike a pose. You see? Oh, no, pose, sorry.
It's a song about animal abuse.
Yes. I can't remember.
Strike a pose. Can you hear now, Lulu Blue? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Wow, love it.
Can you hear now, Lulu Blue? Lulu Blue can't hear me. Turn around. Everyone is watching your face. And now you fucked off to France. I hate you so. And
you're doing great. You're doing great.
Thank you. That was the lyrics. That was never accepted. Let go. I need her. And now you needing the bread at night. I want to drink the glass. But if you drink a glass, you
still
will
going.
Cut yourself. And so
I want to get to Hello Vogue. There we go.
Lulu.
Hi.
Ooh, it's so nice. nice to see you. It's wonderful to see here. You. Nice.
Thank you so much. Lovely to be here.
Just come closer.
Thank you.
Treat the mic as a cock.
Okay, I can do that.
I feel like I'm sitting next to Kris Jenner.
Too loud. Too loud. Too loud.
How are your daughters?
I actually bought the same wig, but a dark version. So I think I'm gonna actually might do her.
Oh my god, I would lose my mind.
We love Kris Jenner. We do love Kris Jenner.
Mm. We do. We stan her.
Yeah.
Mm. I have so many questions. Okay. Sorry, I'm just far away. Very overwhelmed.
I'm all yours.
First question is, what's a pantomime? He
what
doesn't
is,
know.
What is a pantomime?
He it's doesn't like, know.
It's like a musical, but with like major characterization in it.
Very good answer.
Okay.
Better so than any of us.
Yeah, like a cool, like actual one succinct sentence.
So it's characters that are completely over the top. Right, am I right?
You're right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
And it's for Christmas always.
It's Christmas. Yeah. Janice Hyman really? Made them famous, really.
You're here. And who's going to be our guest?
Janice
Hyman.
Honeyman.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I don't like saying the honey. Anyway.
She's fantastic.
So another question.
But she's actually a honey woman.
How long does this take? Because I saw you out of drag last week. And this is a lot.
It takes a while. When I started 5 years ago, it used to take about 3 hours. Which was completely unrealistic for me.
I like your wig.
Thank you so much. Cost a bloody fortune. It should look good.
It looks beautiful.
And those are luscious lashes.
Too loud, too loud. Too loud.
Thank you so much.
Okay, let me just put Gavin down. Okay, Gavin, say again, there's a lusciousness.
The lashes.
Those are luscious lashes.
Yeah, that's good.
These are quite difficult to put on, actually. Sometimes it's hit or miss. It really, really is. It was a bit of a miss this morning, but we had to take them off and reapply, so we're good.
Yeah.
But in answer to your question, about an hour and a half all told.
I find that
about
impressive.
45 minutes to 50 minutes for makeup.
Are you taking pictures of this vision?
I'm hoping.
I'm even
we
taking
have, like,
a video.
360 video from both sides.
And then about half an hour to dress, because there's a lot of undergarments, the tights.
Say hello to your boss.
Hi. How are you? Nice to see you.
I can't put the thing on. Sorry, Karen.
Drag is not comfortable, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, you have to tuck, eh?
Yeah, it's you have to really love what you do.
Yeah.
Because if you kind of like it, you're not going to do it for any length of time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the foam tits. It's the wig.
Foam
and
tits.
As you know,
so you can't
most
just skim past that when you say foam tits.
Right. So
what kind of foam are we talking about? Like polystyrene?
I buy bath sponges from Dischem and cut them up into different shapes. I do. And then we glue gun them into like a regular bra.
Oh, gee.
So they feel quite real. Do you want to feel?
Mm. Yes, please.
I'm quite okay with that.
Describe to our blind viewers, Gavin.
They are very firm.
They're firm, but they're a little bit squishy, right? And women
grow all
the
right
time,
thing?
So that's pretty good. No, you did.
I'm sure I did.
You did. Speaking of which, I've been sitting on my dick for half an hour in traffic.
Isn't it?
I'm not comfortable at the moment, but we're going to move past the pain. We're going to move past the pain.
So, this is a big, big question that everyone has. So do you have to tuck your dick into your arsehole?
No. No.
Below
no,
the balls.
So what it is it's fairly complicated. So your testicles need to be pushed up inside your body.
Oh, like you're back to puberty.
Yes, exactly. So exactly. So how graphic am I allowed to be on the show?
Very.
It's unradio.
Okay, so
go
you know
for
when men orgasm, sometimes the testicles get pulled up into the body. It's the same place. You know that place?
I wasn't even watching men's balls.
Oh, okay. Well,
but
were you
feeling
your
own?
Your own.
You are a fucking man.
Oh, yes, of course I am.
I
did not happen yet.
Can you feel to your ball and your keel as you can? What's going with my keel?
I thought it was more inside, what's happening inside.
No, but then your penis gets tucked between your bum cheeks and then sometimes past your anus, really. So at any given moment, you're sitting on yourself.
That sounds so highly uncomfortable.
Wow. It is very.
And then you tape it, eh?
No, I don't tape. I use, you know, various forms of underwear to keep everything in place.
Tight underwear.
Yeah, very, very tight underwear.
Right.
So, you know, and then it's the wigs, it's the foam tits, it's the heels, it's the tights.
So when you untuck.
Yeah.
Is there a sense of relief?
You have no idea.
Really?
Do you sometimes just tuck to get that sense of relief?
No. That's a big fucking no. No, it's very painful. It's very uncomfortable. And most often, I can't wait to get out of costume because of that pain. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I see drag as an art form.
It looks so wonderful. I saw your show.
Thank you.
It is. Oh, my God. It is at Beefcakes.
Yes.
And it is every.
Which one?
The Johannesburg one, Gavin. Oh, okay.
It's every Wednesday night.
Of course.
At 8:30 at Ilovo and Beefcakes. So it's
you
super,
have to
super
see
fun.
It.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
Well, this is actually Robin.
Okay, wait.
This
let's get Robin. Pronouns down. So right. When you're in drag, we say she. Hey.
That's of perfectly course. Fine with me.
I just wanna.
Yeah. Okay. But you learn
the folks at home.
Yeah. Pantomime drag.
I think there's a clarification to be made here. I don't see myself as someone who's pretty. I've never been pretty. I never will be pretty. I'm more androgynous looking, so I'm okay with any pronoun, actually. But yes, my show is really about love. It's about love.
But you look stunning.
She's the momager. Even when she speaks, she's like the momager. It's like watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Like my daughters are all so beautiful, and I'm just here. And you're like, no, you are beautiful, Chris. You are beautiful.
You are pretty.
But I want to be
you're young,
him
and that counts for everything. Young.
You know, some drags are this, some drags are that, some yeah. drags are those, some drags are these. Yeah. This drag act is stylish. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Is it?
I have more questions.
Thank you so much. Yes, go
so
for it.
So, I've never obviously worn false eyelashes. Are these things heavy? They look heavy as shit.
I think you're awakening something in Christian.
I have a lot of questions. I'm like, I'm making oh notes.
They're not heavy
like
at all. Your
hours. Yeah. Some belief money.
We'll get to that in a second. But no, the lashes are not heavy. They're not very, heavy? Very light. But they can be a little scratchy. Especially if they're not placed just perfectly, you know, scratchy. The end of the lash can be quite scratchy, but the placement is the problem. To get them kind of behind your own eyelashes and as close to the lash line as possible. Well, I'm a makeup artist, so this is something that I look at, you know, quite closely. But they can be fairly uncomfortable. But heavy? No, not at all.
I just want to like jump in with when you mentioned you're a makeup artist earlier when we spoke about Lulu Blue coming, and he's like, what's that? Is it like Avon? And I'm like, I don't think you should compare it to Avon.
What is that? There's like an American brand that it's like Avon, but they sell clothes, but like really ugly clothes, and it's got like Lulu something in it.
Avon? No, Avon's a purely makeup.
But it's like Avon. It's like the concept is similar, where it's like housewives that sell from their home and they get the stock in. And
no, that's Justine.
No, I'm going to Google this. You guys
it's Avon,
keep telling jokes. I'm going
to
blow your mind now.
They used to move from door to door and say, Avon calling.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I'm going
to
blow your
they
mind.
They used to move from door to door, and that's how they used to promote their products.
What are you going to do now, Christian?
I just need to prove to everyone that I'm not losing my mind.
Mevrou Groblaar gaan koop nog net lashes by Clicks. As Christian kom kuier hierdie naweek.
Ek toch slap as kag nie.
Nee, hy is Groblaar.
Oh.
Wait, how did you... How do we get there?
But so he's from a very rural town, like
is
rural,
it?
Yeah,
yeah, like
Problem town,
yeah. And now
shame. Small town.
We are ons ontbloot hom aan drag. En ek oor 2 weke is
fopdossery.
Dat is een mooi woord.
That
is yay 20 randjie vir jou.
Oh, next one I've heard.
So it's called LuLaRoe. Okay. And it's an American brand, and their clothes are just so ugly. But the concept is similar to Avon, where it's like they don't have a shop. They have people selling
promoting.
Their stuff. And
like reps.
Yes, essentially.
Right. But if their clothes are ugly, we don't want to know about
but
it.
But I want to show you the clothes because it's really bad. Like, no. I don't think people like understand how bad it is. Let me get like a good picture.
Cool. So
yes.
When you say
so thank
that,
you for that
when
information.
You perform,
yes.
So you say, okay, then you can't wait to get out of clothes and out
right.
of whatever, right?
Right?
But when you go on stage, or yes. before you put on all of this
yeah.
fabulousness, what is it that you look forward to the most?
I think it's the process of transformation, but it's not a physical transformation for me that I get the kick out of. It's the emotional transformation. So maybe a bit of backstory about my life, and then everything will make more sense to you in sort of in context. My whole life, I've struggled with self-esteem. I didn't have a great teenage life. I was pimply, spotty, not popular, picked on, skinny, you know, the usual. And it's taken me my whole life to get to a point where I'm really comfortable with myself. And a large part of that is drag. So for the past 5 years, I've used drag as a vehicle to really improve my self-esteem. I have way more confidence because of Lulu than I would as Robin, as the boy. So this is probably the most addictive part of transforming for me, is the sense of power and confidence that I receive in that moment. It's a very powerful and addictive feeling. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a little bit different from me. I don't do drag to dress up as a woman. I have no interest in that. I do drag as an art form. So I only do drag when I'm performing in a show on a stage. You will never see me doing an appearance in drag because that's not why I do it. So I think my reasons for doing drag are possibly slightly different from other people's.
But you sing.
I do.
As well, live. You mime and you sing.
I do. I mime and sing. I'm trying to get into the singing thing. I sang when I was a kid, so I love singing.
Yeah.
If I could choose my career now, it would be a pop star. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. No, but the show is like a pop star show.
Oh, thank you.
Isn't it? It is. Yeah,
definitely.
She's pink right there.
I try.
Well, it's blue.
Lily Blue.
Lily Blue.
She starts singing What About Us right now.
How do you come up with the name?
Well, I like to give boys blue balls, so it was a natural thing. Yeah. and I like to think that somewhere down the line I was French. So it's Lulu.
Lulu Blue.
And it kind of rolls off the tongue, if you know what I mean.
It does have a good ring to it.
Yum.
Yeah. So that's it. That's it. So that's why I drag. That's why it's really about the art.
Fantastic.
Ooh, Prince. Thank you.
That's also a song you do. Do you sing this live or do you mime this? Sorry?
This is mimed. This is mimed.
So, we got another guest.
Uh-huh.
Remember the one that got lost?
Okay. He has been found.
Brad, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And tell me all about Out TV, please. Because, as you can see, we've got a very gay theme today.
Well, we have an even bigger gay theme.
Yay!
Out TV was the first LGBT channel in the world.
Yeah.
Launched in 2001 in Canada.
Ah.
And we've become successful in Canada, but now we're here in South Africa.
And where can I find you?
Right now we're on DSTV for the month, channel 198.
Is it like a pop-up channel?
It's like a pop-up
channel. A guest appearance.
But the best guest appearance. It's done really well.
What are you showing on that channel now?
Lots of shows. We've got several drag shows. We've got, all kinds of
Fire Island
movies. We don't have Fire Island on
RuPaul's
it.
Drag Race.
We have RuPaul's Drag Race, absolutely.
Drag Queens of London.
We have Drag Queens of London. We have Finding Prince Charming.
That's the one I'm talking about.
That's
because remember, Finding Prince Charming was shot. No, I'm talking nonsense. I'm confusing. Wait, continue.
I honestly didn't like Fire Island, so we were...
I loved it.
Did you?
Really, Gavin?
But I was watching the reruns of Finding Prince Charming.
Yeah, great show. Yeah. Wish there was a second season.
Yeah.
So we've come down to... this year we've launched in New Zealand, Australia, and South Africa.
So at the moment, the pop-up channel is on which... What number is that?
198.
Is it that sexual number? No.
No.
Always make it one.
Yeah. Let's do a 198. Okay.
We didn't get the pick.
Yeah. 198. And afterwards, where are you going to continue now?
Well, we think we are.
Because the pink market is a big market.
Wonderful. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be DSTV, but it's doing really well. And this is great that you have us on so we can, call in your support.
Yeah.
Have your viewers say, you know what, I've watched it. I really like this.
Yes.
Right now, I can tell you things are going really, really well, but we could always be doing better.
It's fantastic.
I am even watching Out TV with my children.
Oh, my God.
See? That's amazing.
You will burn in hell.
you know what, though? This is the key, right? I mean, we have some, more aggressive programming that goes on late at night. But by making the channel more, we'll call it brand safe from a technical perspective, and you do have kids watching shows, you have teens watching shows, and that's the secret, because then you get a larger audience. Mm. And it also helps the LGBT community, because then people go, oh, this is what... people are like.
Exactly.
And that's ultimately been the secret of OutTV. That's what's made us successful in Canada. That's what's worked in the other territories, is that we've put that, and we do have those shows. We had Naked Attraction on, and people went, maybe that's a little bit much. Maybe we should wait for that later on. Mm. But we can always amp it up. But keeping it in that balance where people tune in, they get to know the LGBT community, they see what's going on, and there's that connection made. That's the secret.
But ultimately, it is for us. It's not for them. Hey, we want to be entertained. We don't entertain the fucking baby makers.
Yeah, you know what, though? The truth is, RuPaul's Drag Race, for example, half the viewers are straight women.
Yeah, but that's fine. Yeah, we can take that.
No, but that's a good thing, right?
But we need straight people because they make gay people.
Exactly. Yeah. True. So there's no people like straight people.
There's another aspect to this, too, that's really important to understand, and that is that when you're trying to make high-quality programming, if you get more people to tune in, well, then you can spend more money and make a higher value on your show. And that's what happened to RuPaul. You know, that's what happened to that show, and it exploded for us. And that made a huge difference because then the production values could go up.
Remember, the first season was sub-economical, one light. You can win $5,000.
It was a running joke because they called it the lost season. And we used to joke with them, says, you've lost in your backyard, you buried it. But it's funny, people come back on it now and we bring it back and people go, because it's got sort of a nostalgic feel to it.
Yeah.
But you know, most TV's like that. It's hard to get right out of the gate. And so you end up with, you know, taking a little bit of time. And Drag Race took almost five seasons, and then it really exploded. So.
And to segue to something else, Karen Walker in Will and Grace, she didn't start off as she started off at like three episodes before she became, you know, what's going on? What's this? That voice. It took a while.
That's great.
But shows like that are crucial because they have incorporated the straight people as well into comedy, hey? Because now you're not watching, I'm not watching Will and Grace as a gay show, but just as a funny show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where do you think, what in Canada happened? Where did that start? What was the first like groundbreaking thing that made it not just for gay people, but just normal in a way, you know?
I think the first show that really crossed over actually was Queer as Folk.
Yeah.
You know, Queer as Folk got it. It's shot in Toronto, by the way.
Okay.
And The L Word, by the way, was shot in Vancouver.
Okay.
So both shows were made in Canada. And most people don't know that.
That's really interesting. And it was well made.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful made.
Both shows. And I think they're both very different, but Queer as Folk would, I think, be the first one you can say really crossed over, grabbed a more of a mainstream audience. And it's funny, we're just bringing it back now onto OTV in Canada. Mm. And whenever it goes away, the audience, you know, cries for it.
Mm.
People still love it. So watch it.
It is. And it started as a British series, but the American one just went on and on and on and on, and it kept your attention. I loved it. Did you see it, Lulu Blue?
I did. I thought it was quite sexual, actually, Queer as Folk.
Oh, yeah.
Very sexual, but it was...
But real.
And there were two versions. Nice. There was the UK version and the Canadian version.
But that's what I was saying. You must listen to when I speak. The US version. I just said it. Yeah. And you're fucking not listening. No, you're right. No, what I'm saying is the British one started,
right.
But then it was only two seasons. And it started, and then they started it up in America, but it was so popular.
Right.
It went on and on.
It was a great
on.
Series.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. It. Yeah.
What but, the but Char- was 12
is Charlie Hansen in the American one? Or am I saying the name totally wrong? Who's the young one in the American one? He is in that motorcycle show as well. Is that the British one?
I think it's the British one. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Okay. Retract. Charlie Hunnam. Okay, sorry. Go on.
Okay, so, and then tell me, what, so OutTV South Africa, so what is the, two questions, what is the, like the, because I see some local content and international content, what is that ratio like in terms of percentage, and is there one, like, I know you say, it doesn't sound like it's been signed on the dotted line yet, but for continuation of the channel, which we are all hoping and rooting for, but is there like one local like production or show that we can look forward to that you are like most proud of?
I don't think so. Is there one that we've picked up so far? I mean, sorry, Warren's here in the office.
We should talk then.
No, but I know there's so much talent in South Africa.
Oh, yes.
And one of the great things we have in Canada is we have a co-production agreement with South Africa. We can produce in both countries to make content.
Yeah.
And it's very beneficial.
That's amazing.
So it's something we're really, really interested in doing. And it was one of the reasons we, you know, were keen on South Africa. I mean, we're keen on South Africa for a lot of reasons, but that just became another aspect of it. Mm. But you know, this came together in a way that we couldn't just say, let's make a show for it. You know, it's something where they wanted to test it, they wanted to feel it in the market, they wanted to see, you know, how South Africa reacted, because there's all these people, and I mean, we have this every time we have a major advertiser, somebody thinks there's going to be a million picket signs out, or there's going to be a problem. And what's been great is there's been really no backlash. There's been a few comments or whatever, but otherwise it's been super. Basically, the biggest complaint is, why haven't you done this before?
Good.
Right? Wow. And so for us, what we're really looking for is support from the broader community to say, you know, we really want this. Because I think they're in the position right now where they're saying, you know what, this is a good idea. So anything you can do to help us, we'd really appreciate it.
This is from Queer as Funk. The perception was that DSTV was scared of gay people and gay programming for a long time. But now they've taken a chance, obviously. And they see that nothing has burned down and everything is fine.
There's no picketing outside.
We've got a large gay community in South Africa, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak to how they used to feel about it, but I think everyone needs to give them credit for this. And
yes.
I can tell you, when you're there and you're talking to the people internally, the push internally within the staff is really, really strong. Mm. So there's so much support in that organization.
Well, half of them are fucking gay. I can think of them.
I'm not saying anything.
No, don't. Okay?
But I think the point is, you have to give, and there are other organizations in South Africa that are keen too, so you have to give them credit.
Yeah,
it's an important thing that we do, and I think DSTV deserves a lot of credit for stepping up and doing what they've done.
I'm very proud, and I use that word triple, meaning proud, and out for DSTV doing this. But Warren, why are you here?
Sorry, are we talking to Warren?
Yes.
Yeah, you better.
I'm throwing you into this in the deep end. You're sitting here making noises from the couch there. Who are you?
So I look after the local operation of ITV.
Oh.
You see, so Brad and I have been working together for many years.
Okay, so are you going to be hopefully carrying on after you've done the pop-up?
Yes, that's the idea, yeah.
And you will, Brad, you're not going to stay here?
No, I'm not.
You're going back to Canada, you lucky bastard.
Well, with the weather here, the way it is, yeah. I mean, come on.
I love Canada.
Yeah, Canada's great, but South Africa's great too. Yeah. But no, I do have to go home, I've got work to do there. To make things work here.
Yeah. But that's fantastic. So how did this start? Who reached out to whom this pop-up to start?
We started 6 years ago.
You see?
Applying for a pay TV license, you know, back in 2012.
Yeah.
And, you know, after... That's when we actually reached out, in 2012.
Yeah.
We first met.
Okay.
And, I mean, a couple of plane trips around the world later, we had a great partnership, and it's been... 6 quick years later that MultiChoice have decided to give us a bash.
There's a lot of gay movies out there. So how do you get to choose which you will show? Or does it all depend on a package you can get? Because, I mean, we've got ample material.
Right.
Gay community.
Yeah, there's so many movies. Movies is one of those areas. There's sort of two levels. One is that... There's obviously the Hollywood side. You know, you've got the bigger shows that are out there. And there's always 5 to 10 a year that are really good.
Mm.
And so you have to talk to those distributors. They can be very expensive. But we're constantly getting them, or we're getting them second run. The other is the independent circuit, which is so important, right? And we support every festival in Canada. We support some festivals around the world, and we'll be doing that here in South Africa. And that circuit's very strong globally. You know, you've always got great films. So typically what we'll do, we work with a company out of the U.S. called Breaking Glass, and we try and get some of the best films early as they go through the festival circuit. But generally what happens is you don't acquire the film until it's done its run in the festivals because it gives that producer the best opportunity to get the best deal they can. So we end up sometimes stepping in early and say, you know, we really want your film, but we want to give you the opportunity of it to finish through. So it becomes a massive curatorial job. And the reality is we're spoiled. There's just there's so much choice. So many great films.
Fantastic. Yeah. But have you done... on your pop-up channel, have you done any publicity for Canary?
Yes. They were one of the first guys to reach out to us, and we've been running their EPK since we launched, actually.
Okay, I don't know what EPK is, but I hope they're healthy.
Yeah.
No, because we had them as well, because this is one of the very first Afrikaans gay movies,
gay movie and Afrikaans movie, it's a bloody good movie.
I know.
I mean, it really just is really good.
We're very proud of that, So I'm glad. So you're supporting them as well, Okay.
Once again, through DSTV. DSTV actually connected us and said, guys, perfect fit.
Yeah. If you pardon the expression. But I'm glad that we are waking up, you know, because it was always there. It was just hush, hush. But now you don't have to be shy or scared to mention the word gay or gay channel or it's a gay channel, whatever. Just it's normal. It's a gay channel.
It's a lifestyle entertainment channel aimed at a particular market segment. I mean, that's the way it's positioned.
So what do you ban out? What do you want to see on, except for yourself, on a gay channel?
Yeah, obviously my own reality show.
except for that.
Well, I mean, lots of local content. I mean, there's so many South African gay topics and stories to be told. And there's no platform for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, here and there on different channels, you get a chance to say something and it's like, okay, that's enough. And you're done. Mm-hmm. But I mean,
and we'll air you after 10 o'clock on a...
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What we did in Canada, and this might interest you, you'll see some of the... We've got at least 5 or 6 of them on. We have a series, we call them Outspoken. Because we had the community we know is so talented and there's so much ability. We said, you know, we want to give producers a chance to tell a story. We also don't want to dictate what that story is, and we also don't want to dictate creatively what it is. We want to, you know, we're going to put it in a bit of a parameter. It has to play on television. It has to be, you know, sort of at this level and so on. And those Outspoken documentaries are on right now, and we would do the same thing in South Africa. And we'd let, and the stories are, you know, what's it like to be an Inuit in an Inuit village and be gay? We've got that one, right? We've got,
that's fantastic.
We've got, you know, the gay village, I think, is on this weekend. What happens to the gay village when cities gentrify and develop? You know, that was this one came to us. We thought, that's interesting. And so this person told that story. And we love that idea because when we get the authentic voice of people in the community, we build teams around them, and the shows have been incredibly popular.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them, and it's really, I mean, it educates the people, and especially South African, Afrikaans, South Africans, they're like going through life
like
with
a
tunnel vision, right. And I mean, they need to know, and that's when they'll accept it if they have knowledge about it.
Right.
So,
and what sells those shows is simply the authenticity of the people who come and bring them. And so we really like being able to tell the story.
I saw what I found quite interesting was the talk show. Because there was a talk show where they had like drag queens. Was it RTV?
Oh, yeah.
Where they had like 2 drag queens. And it was so beautiful because it was like their life story, all their struggles and where they came from. But those are the type of platforms we need to get like our message across. Because what South Africa need is not like having gay people and whatever in their faces. They need education.
Right. This is
But that's exactly when people want to know about the person's life. If you take my show that I had on Afrikaans channel, people watched the show and it was entertaining and funny. It was like feathers and glitter, but they talked about the individual stories of the people in the show, not about the show in a whole.
Right. That's great you say that, because You know, I always talk about the fact that there's got to be balance because we use the entertainment shows to attract an audience and build it. But then we slip in the politics and we slip in the, you know, the stories necessary. And stuff and layer it in there. And I always say, don't mind that commercial-driven show
because
it pays for the other one or creates the opportunity for us to tell that story. Right. And that's something we work really hard at to try and balance.
There's something that I Gavin, you must say if I'm wrong, but I'm going to speak on your behalf and you can speak on your own behalf. But if you look at something... No, but come. If you look at something like Inari, now we got the talent to tell the story. We got it's not a documentary, it's not interviews, it's a story. And I think there's such a lot of wonderful, pardon the expression, colored gay stories that can play off in Cape Town, like a series that we can make here about the culture of drag and especially colored drag. What do you think about that?
I love that idea.
Thank you.
I personally think that...
You heard it from...
I heard it here first.
Executive producer credit.
I personally think that colored gays are like a little bit more colorful than other gays in the country.
That's a bit racist.
But other gays have other fabulous things to offer that we don't, but we are colorful.
But I think a series... about the way they speak, where they perform in the Cape, yeah, and the whole Cape background, that will be fantastic.
I agree with that.
Hey?
And definitely, because I had the opportunity to work with them now a couple of months ago. And
who's them?
The Cape Town Colored Drag Queens who we are talking about.
Okay.
And they are such a tight-knit family. And they're helping each other.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's like Manila Vontese. She was a second runner-up in SS Got Talent. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, she's got all the reason to be a superstar diva. And we were backstage, and she was doing one of the new drag queens' makeup before she even started her own. And it was just beautiful to see. And you don't see that in the Joburg drag community.
No, mm-hmm. You don't.
Yeah,
it's very collaborative. It's lovely. You know, it's interesting when we launched in New Zealand, the first show that we're doing is a show called House of Drag, which is essentially like a Big Brother meets drag queen.
Ah.
And TV New Zealand had already been working on it, developing it. And they said, this might work for you. And I said, really? Of course it does. And that'll be announced soon. And we're thrilled with how that one's coming along. But no, those are very interesting, things for us.
Okay, so this OutTV is... It's from Canada, but it is in New Zealand. It is in Australia, down under, if you pardon me. Mm-hmm. And then it's in South Africa now.
It's in South Africa right now till November 4th.
Is
and
it,
then we're talking about when we bring it back.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Is it restricted only to South Africa? Do other Africa countries not want to see the gays?
No, you know, There's two aspects to the decision from MultiChoice. One is the technical aspect, so it's on IS20, which is the Southern Africa feed. Mm-hmm. The second one is, let's call it responsible progression. So certain African territories, it's still punishable by death.
I know. Yeah.
So, you know, you put it on there and the people go mental. So, you know, small steps. So we're taking the first small step. There are talks and plans already for the next small steps. And progress is incremental. So, you know, let's just keep it moving forward.
But... Yes, but let us keep on going forward. If South Africa can handle this, let us handle it then. And if Nigeria or whoever, Uganda can't, then fuck them. Then we don't show it to them.
Well,
you know?
I will share with you that we've been opening up a lot of OutTV content globally. We get a lot of traffic from places that no gay people live, allegedly.
Yeah, of course, we're everywhere.
And, you know, whether it's, I think on our Facebook page, our sixth biggest city is Tehran.
Wow.
For membership, we have lots of traffic from Saudi Arabia and from all over the world. I go through other countries. But if you saw it, you know what's going on. So part of what we've been doing is gradually opening that up.
That's good.
The tricky part is monetizing stuff. And I've always said there's an audience, but there isn't a market, meaning there isn't a way to make money. And if we open it up and just give our content away, we have no business. So that and the technology companies have begun to grow. We've got a great relationship with Amazon, with Apple, with, you know, and as they begin to go across the world, we're, I think it's 22 countries or something like right now, we've got product with Amazon. And so it keeps rolling. So OutTV is, you know, it's going to be four countries, and next year it'll be eight or nine. And we've got other opportunities that are emerging. So the reason I'm returning to Canada is so I can go somewhere else to help roll out another one globally.
And Warren, you must let us know how it's going after November so we can talk about it on the show, eh?
For sure. I mean, I think Brad mentioned it earlier. For us, we had a debrief with DSTV this week just to get some feedback, and that feedback was overwhelmingly positive.
Good.
And for me, it's just about keep on moving that forward. You know, keep the audience engaged. Keep on building awareness. Keep on building engagement across both on-air channels, social channels, etc. So all the help we can get, we'd really appreciate.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I wish you all the best. And you must also try to maybe a platform. You said Amazon, a platform like Apple TV or something, because myself, measly myself, don't have DSTV.
Yeah.
So I can't watch you.
Yeah, well, there's other platforms and other things we're doing.
Yeah, please. But remember us.
But I think, you know, DSTV has been great, and they're
they're
top of mind for us right now.
It's a very good place to be, is DSTV. Yeah. Anything else you wanted to ask or add, gentlemen? Betty, what's your fucking name? And
it's Bernard today.
And Bernard.
Betty
sorry,
tonight.
Bernard and Lulu Robin, any questions?
Well, I've just thoroughly enjoyed that. It was really informative, and thank you. And it, you know what? The world is changing, and I think we have a responsibility to the youth. So I love the idea of reality TV on this channel, because it's going to give people functional tools with which to live their lives, and I think that's our responsibility as older members of the gay community.
Yeah,
it's very, very, very important.
Well said.
Thank you, Brad, for being here.
Oh, thanks
nice
for having
you.
Me.
Thank you.
Good meeting you. Thank you all.
Bye.
Thank you.
So that was interesting. Our TV.
Very exciting.
I'm very glad. I'm very proud that it's happening.
And it was 198, hey?
It's 198, yes.
Okay, so folks at home, tune in.
That's it. But listen, this Provecto thing you've got in front of you, what is this now?
Well, it says, every now and then, you need a good story to warm your heart. And if it involves your furry friend, even better. Prepare yourself for the warm fuzzies brought to you by Provecto.
What is a furry friend?
It's when... Okay, I don't know how to tell jokes yet. It's any animal that you find to be your companion. That's there for
Could
you.
Could it be between your legs?
No, it cannot.
No.
I mean, unless you're like snuggling and it's like a big Alsatian.
And
it's just cuddling.
It's not, eh?
No. Anyway, speaking of, you brought us a little pet story.
Lulu. Well, we want a story that will warm the cockles.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it might not warm the cockles, but it is funny.
Okay.
Let me tell you that.
Okay.
So, when I was growing up, I was probably about 6 or 7, we had this basset hound called Marlboro. And Marlboro was famous for 2 things. Number one was biting people. And number 2 was not being able to get off the sofa or the bed. So he was just refusing to get off any sort of sofa or bed. And I remember one night my mother couldn't get him off the bed and called my father, who was unfortunately naked because he was in the bar.
And, with his furry friend.
No, with his furry friend. But when he came out of the bar, just to, you know, quiet the situation, he tried to get Marlboro off the bed and... Marlboro
no.
went in.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh my god.
Went in for the kill.
And I didn't know that had happened. My dad told me yesterday because I was like, I need a funny story. So that's the funny story. The other part of Marlboro was basset hounds, they love to put their noses down.
Those are bloodhounds essentially, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hound family, right. So we used to get phone calls at all hours of the day while my mom did, saying, please could you come and fetch your basset because he won't get off the sofa. So he was a very sweet Marlboro. Quite thick, but sweet.
A thick boy.
But do you know the name Provecto? Have you heard of it?
I have. Use it in my wigs once a week just to keep the ticks and fleas away.
Oh, that was smooth.
Fun. But do you know that it's sort of for months?
Yes, I think it's 12 weeks. Weeks. 12 weeks.
12 weeks?
Yes.
12 weeks.
3 whole months. Yeah.
Is your father okay?
Yeah.
He's okay.
Is he fine?
He is. He had an involuntary circumcision, but he's okay. I'm joking. I'm joking. I mean, he's all good.
West Kent.
That animal story was brought to you by Bravecto, the tasty treat that protects dogs against fleas, ticks, and mites for 12 weeks.
Oh, Christian, won't you take Kent on your lap?
She's here.
Hey, buddy.
And just ask him about Bravecto.
Oh, him.
What do you think of Bravecto? He is on his way. Come.
Come, Kenty.
Come here, pal.
Oh, he had a whole done makeover from...
he is so fluffy today.
He's fluffy. He's soft. Can you jump? He's got little things on his... he's got a little sticky on
little
his ear.
Little bow. It's
and
cute.
He is full of Bravecto.
Full of Bravecto.
As he's standing there.
I don't see a single flea, tick, or mite.
You'll never. You might
or at
never.
Least for the next 12 weeks until you give him another Bravecto.
Yeah, I don't... You can't forget that.
Yeah.
What? Because if, to give the Bravecto, because sometimes... No, Nidhi Kasangi can't, Nidhi Kasangi.
He really wants that pillow.
Oh,
yeah, really? But in a strange way.
it is that time of year.
Yeah. So I think you're due for November Bravecto, hey, Kent?
Yes, Dad.
That, I thought Kent was a boy.
Yes.
gay boy. But yeah, it's also in their blood now because he eats it and then he can swim.
Oh, yeah, he loves swimming.
They can be pregnant, they can be breastfeeding, or they can be puppies.
If Marlboro were on Bravecto by the time he was in the bath, yes. That would have been fine. Yeah. You see? But did he die of tick
as
fever?
As if they make formula for their puppies.
Ooh.
Nou, hy sê, hulle kan breastfeed.
Dogs love...
Dus ek sê, asof hulle... Asof die ma daar staan en formule aanmaak vir haar puppies.
Look, I'm trying my best
want
here,
kan
okay?
Want sy kan nie breastfeed nie.
Oh, do you have animals yourself?
I don't, sadly. That's my dream, though. I travel too much.
You travel too much.
My day job. So, unfortunately, I'm not able to care for an animal the way I should. So I'm holding off on that. But honestly, I just want a French bulldog. That's my dream. So I'm actually trying to find a boyfriend or a husband so that they can look after the dog. That's the only reason.
Haven't you got a boyfriend yet?
No, sadly. And this is one of the problems with drag. It's just like people think that I just want to be a woman, and that's just not.
Would you say it's a drag that runs? Drag.
It's a drag. It's a drag. It's a real syndrome that we face.
You're a gap in the market.
Well, thank you.
But you know what? What happened? I'm going to tell you a story.
Sure.
I had to stay away from home last night because of this comedy thing. And Alec, who I know, who helps me transfer around, he looked after Kent last night. And I missed him so much.
Mm.
Wow. You really missed him, you know? And I've constantly wanted to WhatsApp about what you're doing.
I'm different because I've got two
yeah, but
Dutchies.
You're a cold, harsh bitch.
Yes, but you know what? When I get home, like right now I'm sitting here, like I don't feel for them. But when I get home, the excitement when they see me, when I open the front gate and I hear the noise at the back, that makes it like, tenminste is iemand wat gelukkig is om te blij om my te
zien. Yeah, but I also arrived at your house with you, and I also saw the excitement on those little puppies' faces. And then Gavin is like, "Nee wacht nou, nee wacht nou, nee wacht nou."
Imagine him going to war and you seeing one of those YouTube videos of like the soldier coming back from the war, and it's just like his family waiting for him. He's like, "Ha ha,
yeah, exactly."
And one wimpy.
We forget about this, that we are so like in control over the animals that we forget to be nice to them, Gavin. We have to go, hello, because they've been waiting all fucking day for you.
You're the only
and in the name of
life.
Prevecto, I pledge today, on the 26th of October, to move closer to my animals on an emotional level.
That's
not
beautiful.
That level. Why do you look at me like that, Betty? Betty, there's a snug someone.
You two are bitching.
No.
As per usual.
Bitch Vecto.
What did you give me? My mouth is very dry, Casper.
Rainies.
What did I give you? I didn't give you anything.
You gave you holes.
I give you a hole.
We crushed some Bravecto into the wall.
If you look, you are actually tick, mite, and flea-less at this
exact
moment.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say that I'm the official ambassador not the official. I'm one of the official ambassadors for Brevictor.
Aww.
Okay, so I'm proud to sit here and to say that I love Brevictor with all my heart.
Yes.
That I, wherever I go, I spread the joy of Brevictor.
That's lovely.
To the doggies, and you know, even to cats, and they're not allowed.
You know how the Gideons like leave their Bibles around? You just leave little Brevictor tenants to every hotel.
Like a yo, Humpty Dumpty's father.
Why?
What? I don't know. That's a new story.
Wow.
It's a new thing. Bernard, you were showing me signs. What happened?
You okay? She arrived.
Who's Mr. Strange Balls. Mr. Strange Ball?
No, Strange Ball.
Really? Oh, I'm
Strange Ball.
I'm excited.
Like, please go see a doctor.
Mrs. Strange Ball.
Lulu, we were at a show called Matilda the other night. You were there as well. Christian, you were very excited,
it
Christian?
It was a lot. Like,
because you knew everything about the movie.
The movie is my like childhood, pretty much. Like, okay, I watched it so many times.
Oh, so who is your Strange Ball in your life? And are you okay? Why are you coughing?
I'm just dying a little bit.
Okay. And so, Bernard, you were there as well?
Yes.
The only person who wasn't...
And again on Tuesday.
You went again?
Yes.
Oh, you...
Of course.
What do you call
and
yourself?
And I'm planning my next one.
You're junkie.
I'm coming.
Serial theatre goer. I'm a bit of an addict.
Yeah, but Matilda is... But we'll tell the people about Matilda. It is... Wonderful. Gavin, so you're the odd one out.
I got geskitter in my afwesigheid.
Ach, you're soos Patricia Lewis. It's a bush.
What is Matilda about? Oh, you can tell us later.
We'll tell about. We'll get Mrs. Strangeball in.
Strangeball.
Yeah, Ryan. Okay, so let me go. What I'm going to do, can you hear this beautiful music?
It's prachtig.
Mm. It's called Bedtime Music. I played this for Marlboro and the Marlboro Story.
What's it? Here.
Sure. You know that Matilda was written by a guy called Tim Minchin, and he is a genius.
To be fair, the adaptation, not the original. The original was by Roald Dahl, right?
Yeah. Oh, police, right. Little specifics.
And I mean, Danny DeVito did direct that, like, 1996 movie.
I mean,
movie.
The musical was written by Tim Minchin. Yeah, Roald Dahl, genius. But Tim Minchin is also a genius. You wrote the lyrics, which is great, you gotta admit.
No, I'm still singing. I was singing, what was I singing last night? I was one
night to be naughty. Yeah. And... You love the music.
I loved it. I love the music, the
just
choreography,
you think
everything.
That's
not
well,
fair.
I'm going to play you some Tim Minchin. Cool. The guy who's behind the writing of Matilda. He's also got a musical out called Groundhog Day.
Oh. Mm.
And based on
this.
But people see it over and over.
No, Bernard sees it over and over.
Yeah.
No, but Groundhog Day is about the same day over.
I know,
is
I saw
it,
the
is
movie.
Is it based on the movie?
Oh, sorry, you got the joke. Okay, so this is to mention.
Bill Murray.
Having a little problem recently, which is quite disturbing musicalically, involving a semitonal discrepancy.
Yay! That's to mention. Isn't he just a genius? Isn't he just fantastic?
Can we talk about the elephant in the room?
Okay,
well, or like very skinny.
We just young. Have our Mrs. Trenchard's coat.
It's Miss
Bulls. Enter the room, and we were all aghast. I mean, my jaw is still on the floor.
Pick it up.
I know. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Are you just unrecognizable from the other night?
I'll take that as a compliment.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Get the
leave
out here off. Oh, my goodness. Where are you? Are you from
Blackcomb?
I'm originally from East London.
Really? So they do have...
Yes.
You
learn everyone
something
who
new.
Leaves East London. Yeah. I'm joking. There's some talented people in East London.
I know. I've been there.
Yeah.
That's when they were talented people. Listen, I was there. And then but how did you get to do this amazing role?
It happened like it was actually, I see it as luck. Like, I've never done a musical before. I've never auditioned for a musical before. So it was, yeah, it was quite a shock when they called, when I got my first call back, and then a second call back, and then a third one. I was like, what?
But they, so, who are they?
So it's, the directors, the RSC.
How Royal, did you Royal Shakespeare Theatre hear Club. About it?
My agent just sent out like a brief to all of us.
Well, and I was bless
like,
well, him.
I might as well. Yeah, I might as well give it a go.
Amazing.
And yeah. So
do you think it's your talent or your length?
I think both, actually.
Or you can use like the actual word height. Length.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's I am a gosh.
He's completely talentless.
I'm so shook.
I am not Agatha. I'm a gosh about this.
No, so, but what you're saying is true, though. Like, definitely height has a role to play in it. Like, there was a height requirement. And
what was the height requirement?
I think it's that they tried to get over 6 foot at okay. least. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm so glad you have a dog here.
It's mine.
Yes, because he hasn't left the dog since he walked in. Poor Kent is getting all the attention.
It's his security blanket. Well, not Kent. Ryan is Kent's security blanket. Let us tell the story of Matilda and the background. What is it?
I don't know.
Okay. Robin, what's the background of Matilda?
I have no idea either.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Well, we got the head lead here, who's going to win so many awards for this, and he doesn't know where the fuck Matilda happened. Did you know, Christian?
So Roald Dahl wrote the story.
Okay.
And then I was introduced to it in the 90s by the Danny DeVito movie named Matilda. Thank you. See, everyone my age knows exactly. I say Danny DeVito,
on
they're
ETV,
like, yes.
Every Sunday.
It's so good.
I don't know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's really good.
The Danny DeVito movie, Matilda. Anyway, so they made a movie adaptation. That's where I was introduced to it.
Okay.
And it's about this girl.
You never read the story?
No.
Shame on you.
Okay, look.
Yay.
I read the book after the movie, and I still enjoyed it, but the movie is amazing.
The movie
so
is way better
funny.
Than it has any right to be. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, but
did you watch the movie and read the book after you knew you were going to play the part?
No. I read it
before.
When I was younger.
Yeah. And you didn't even know that one day.
That's beautiful.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I was like, this is such an amazing villain to play one day, maybe.
Fantastic.
And then I was like, I didn't know it was going to be in the form of a musical.
I had a very famous and critical... it's critical when you are critical.
Yes.
Person with me, whose name I won't mention. Okay. I guess it was Andre Swatch. And he said he's so scared because he knows it's a man playing the. He's scared it's going to be like a pantomime.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think lots of people are afraid of that. Hey?
Not at all.
That's
hey?
Good, yeah.
Not. There's no like pantomime-ish quality
no,
there.
Exactly. And then, so, like, I think the original director is always worried of people perceiving this character as being one in drag. Not that that's any problem at all. Mm. But I mean, like, that's not what they're going for, because they're looking for this powerful woman, you know?
Yes.
And that's why they choose a man. Because it's not that they aren't powerful women, but just, like, on stage to have that height and to have that stature, you know, to like... juxtapose the little poor little maggots, the little children, you know. So I think that's, and also obviously the voice for the songs and having that deep quality as well, which I think
specifically written by Dimension for a man.
Yes,
good.
Yeah,
because after that success of Matilda, I saw that like men are now playing in Annie. They're
playing Annie.
No man, Annie.
You said. Annie.
I said that men are now playing Miss Hannigan in Annie.
That's
what I was on my... No, but
that
you were just
sense.
Interrupting
like
me.
At home. Send us a WhatsApp.
And that is more pantomime-ish. I think it's because of the success. I think it's because of the success. What the fuck is happening to
Come,
me?
Get it together.
But I'm shocked by him.
I'm still shaking.
You know, the only thing of him I recognize? The ass.
Okay.
The eyes. I can see those mean, evil eyes. But for
wow.
But for the rest, I would walk past him.
No, same. Were you scared of Miss Trenchball when you were growing up? Because like she was the most scariest villain. She's so scary.
She was her and Jafar were the,
up
were the
there,
scariest villains for me.
Yeah, Jafar.
Yes, Jafar. Yeah. I think I'm trying to think of another one. Ursula was pretty scary as well.
Ursula was pretty good. Pretty good.
But Trunchbull, because it also wasn't an animation like the movie that I saw, it was so real. And also, like, we all have those teachers that we can sort of like relate Trunchbull to, but she's just like on another level.
Like the Pokey in the movie is like an Iron Maiden, like
Chokey.
Sorry, the Chokey in the movie is like the Hokey Pokey.
So I mean,
that's where the good kids go. Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you, I don't know a lot about Matilda, especially before I saw it. So I thought she was saying they're all going to go to Turkey.
You're like, oh. Interesting.
I thought you said, if you don't know the answer, you go to
I will
to
deport
Turkey.
You.
And I would go, yeah, then, I want to go to Turkey.
Then that's a problem with my articulation.
Okay, remember now.
Yeah, I'm
yeah,
remember.
Not
okay.
Turkey.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, but now I know it's the Chokey Hokey Pokey.
Yes. And you turn around. And then.
But that's a martial instrument in the story.
Yes.
Let's get this, where this woman sends the children, but it's like.
I thought the makeup was particularly beautiful in the show. Do you do your own makeup for the show?
I've started to do my own makeup. Ooh. No, I was very scared the first
time.
Did you
do it for opening night?
No, not for opening night.
It was fantastic.
Thank you. But I hope it's still fantastic.
We're coming again, though.
Come again.
And we'll tell you.
Okay,
I couldn't see a difference between Tuesday and opening night in the makeup.
Because he's
Tuesday,
gone
last
twice
week
now.
Tuesday.
No,
or this?
This Tuesday.
Oh, cool. I did my makeup then.
Oh. No.
Well done.
It's nice.
Do you know what you also reminded me of a bit? I don't know if you did that intentionally or the director did that, but The Wall, the movie Pink Floyd, your character was a bit like that movie.
I mean, I didn't do it intentionally. Maybe the director had that.
But that's good.
Yeah.
But do you remember that, hey, with those strict teachers and stuff, and you reminded me a bit of that as well. I just wanted to observe that. What the fuck is that?
That's probably my phone.
Answer quickly.
I do apologize.
Oh, I do apologize. It's your phone.
Yeah.
I can just answer it.
No, I'm gonna just switch it.
Why is Eastern music?
What kind of music have you got?
I know, it's crap.
What cuck is this?
It's Samsung. They've got the worst ringtone. I'm sorry. I know that you're a Samsung fan.
But I choose better ringtones.
So what shall we listen to on the soundtrack now? Your choice. Oof. Ryan?
Quiet. It's such a good song, and it's like it's my favorite scene when Trunchbull is like at her peak at her like peak of madness, and then it's just like completely oh my gosh, I can't think of a word, like juxtaposed, but that's such a like wanky
that's
word.
A good word,
but yeah, but I always use it. But anyway, with Matilda's beautiful quiet voice, and she just it's
the
so
girl,
beautiful.
But, I mean, I know there's girls playing Matilda, but like the girl who played it on Sunday was really good.
Oh my gosh, they're all amazing, and they're all like, every time I watch them I'm like, oh, she's my favorite, and then I watch the next one, I'm like, no, actually
children,
and then
getting...
I watch it and I'm like, no, she's
how old
they all
roughly how old are they?
They're between like, they're like 10, 11, 12.
It's amazing. But now that they're being trained these days.
No, I know, but it's it blows my mind that you can like make that happen.
Yeah, because I mean, because some of those dialogues, I mean, it's like a minute and a half on end.
And
I was like,
I'm worried about like three lines. I'm like, oh my gosh, I better not forget these three lines. And they just have like three pages
of monologue. Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But it is because, I mean, in the past, our children usually were shy and not that good. And it usually was the American children. But now everyone in the West End, here, everywhere, the children are just
But it's crazy. A 10-year-old like went on stage and just performed
Morgan
a solo. Performed
a
solo.
Yeah.
Like,
and with an accent.
Nothing. Yes, and with an accent.
A flawless like, accent.
Flawless. Yeah. Like at no point was like, well, hold on, I caught in picking second. Yeah,
can we please listen to Quiet now?
Would you like me to be... Okay.
Where are you, Christian?
It's so pretty. It's so good. Don't cry.
But do you use helium to sing like that? That's a joke. I know it's Matilda. I know it's Matilda.
I wish I could. Sometimes I do try to sing. It's just like they can hear if I need to be like an understudy for Matilda.
You do that thing where you're like on your knees and you put the shoes there.
Yeah. I'm Matilda. Yeah. But so, so
you, it made me cry the first like few times.
Oh, it's so good.
As Trunchbull, I was like.
That whole scene is like the whole thing is so good.
Yeah, you loved it.
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
When I Grow Up is my favorite
Pussycat Doll song.
It's it's such a innocent, like you think of nothing else in that moment. Well, I didn't. Yeah, it's beautiful.
The lyrics are very clever in the show.
Oh
but,
my gosh!
But that my sounds. Favorite part about you is when you the crow.
That was added in later as
gaunt.
Well. Yeah. When I react to the crow.
Every like, single time.
I also like.
Is this like an inside thing we must talk about?
I think he was like walking off stage at one point.
As one thing, he walks off stage, but like shouting at the kids and like.
There's a crow.
Like, it's like a bit of a tantrum and he walks off and it's a sound of a crow and it's like.
Okay, I'll look out for it. I can't remember that. But so you are based. Then okay, you're from East London, but were you based in Cape Town then?
Yes, yeah. I'm based
and
in
then
Cape Town.
They heard. They said Peter Jorin Productions said send the word out. We need actors.
Yes.
We need a Miss Trenchbull.
But you could be also 52 years old if you're the right talent, hey. So it's wonderful that you're so young and you can play that part.
I know. I feel so lucky. Yeah.
You
I
are. Really,
yeah, I feel
because you can actually now for the rest of your life play this part. If you wanted to. You can go to the West End and then you transfer to fucking Taiwan and just play this part.
I know. It's very exciting.
Is it fun recreationally yelling at children?
It's not really like the yelling at the children, it's just like yelling. It's really fun to yell, actually, and to like just get out. Oh, it's so it's because I'm I think the opposite of Trunchbull. I really rarely shout or like yell or anything. So just to like get it out and just be so
great.
Bloody. Oh. And sometimes I'll just like whisper words when I'm on stage that like I shouldn't, but just like to stay in character. My favorite word of hers is pissworm.
That's so good.
But that's from the movie, and it's not. I was so upset when I read the script and it wasn't in the script.
There's like a lot of differences between the
yeah. There's some things that I wish.
Can't you just throw a pissworm in there
one day?
Yeah.
Final closing night.
Yeah.
Pissworm.
Sorry?
You know
I whisper to Miss Honey every now and then when we're both at the back, like I'm writing on the chalkboard and she's so I'm like, stop it, you little pissworm. And we have a little giggle in
my face. Oh, sorry.
You get along with the children.
Yes.
Did you have to have a team building session or how does
not
it work
really.
With children?
Went to a large plate.
Like there's a lot of rules with the children, obviously. So we don't really like get to mingle or anything with the children that much.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's very like I think it's like international
rules.
Yeah, so it's like I remember hearing like you can't or you have to use your discretion. If a child comes up and hugs you, like you can't just hug them back. You have to be like, is the situation okay to hug the child?
Oh, hashtag.
So it's like, yeah, it's a little bit like.
It's a bit hashtag.
But I mean, like, you get why it's there.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. But they always have like a chaperone with them and everything. So it's like.
It's very professional.
It's
though.
Super professional.
Do they have a rider? The fucking kids.
I want green. Yeah, you were going to do
green M&Ms. Yeah.
But it's like, I'm sorry, off topic now. With Miss Saigon, the Broadway production, where with the kids that played the boy, they actually played games with them.
Yeah.
And because the characters they were on stage with and had scenes with were such evil men and with guns and everything, so they know that they can separate the character from the actual person.
That's cool.
Ryan, so you must play games with them from now on.
I'll
pick
speak
a,
to the
pick a turkey boot.
Actually, I did teach them a game. Actually,
what?
I taught them an Italian hand clapping game.
There you go.
You sing like the cup song behind backstage.
Yeah, it's like almost the cup song, but an Italian version.
But you see, they can't like you either because we'll see
On
stage.
Yeah,
we'll see if they go,
They're so professional, though.
Yeah.
They really are. But
Gavin, do you think you're going to show Kenya this? My friend, because how old is she?
She's 6 years old.
No, she's too young, hey?
Is it?
No. Won't she be affected mentally?
I don't know. Apparently,
no, I think she's strong enough.
Yeah, I think it depends on the child. Apparently, last night, there was a child who was a little bit, had a little bit of a panic attack in, the second row.
Good. You did your job.
I did my job. I felt so bad, though.
If you guys heard, but then, you know the part with the cake? And then the boy kind of passes out a little bit for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
There was a girl behind us going, I think he's dead. in the cutest voice.
Cute.
Do you get a lot of reaction like that? Do you hear people talking from the stage, from the crowd? No.
Because
it's not a banter. They live themselves into the story, maybe.
Yes, especially when we have school groups come. It's actually really fun because they get so involved. And when Matilda starts winning or when Bruce starts winning, they all just start, they can't help themselves but start clapping, you know. They get so, so it's actually quite nice.
I was actually on Tuesday, there was a kid that shouted something and I was like, I wish you turned around and shout something back at her.
Sometimes I want to.
It will be so funny.
Especially if people make a noise. Then I want to quiet your maggots. I just want to scream to them. And I get so... sometimes I get angry. I'm like,
amazing.
Stop talking.
So why didn't you do that? Or is it,
no,
the rule book? No,
one day, you're going to lash out.
Yeah.
It's because you just started now. You're going to go to Cape Town still.
Yes.
It's your home crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to be so proud of you, eh?
Yeah. So excited. Yeah.
And then afterwards, will you be touring countries?
The production is, I'm not sure if I'm touring yet, but it will, it is part of the international tour. So I think it's going to China and Hong Kong and... some other places as well.
Okay, but you might...
You can do it. We believe in you.
That's Chinese.
is it?
You might probably go then.
I might, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be lekker.
That's
so
much fun.
Yeah.
China's great.
Yeah.
They told me to say it. Yeah, I've been there a couple of times. It's really fun.
But didn't you start eating dog?
I stopped eating all... So the exact opposite of that.
Ryan, you're so young. So when you were waking up to consciousness, can you remember the first song that you loved? That you thought, oh, Jere, this is my song.
Probably one of my mom's songs. She used to play a lot of
But not your mom, you. That you thought,
original.
Your song that you thought, this song I want to hear over and over. What was that?
It was actually a Whitney Houston song.
Yes. Oh, bless. Called what?
Everyone.
Greatest Love of All.
It's one of my favorites.
It's really, and it was, I remember my sister and I had it on SingStar as well.
Ooh.
And then we just used to sing it.
Belt
over
out.
And
what
over
is SingStar? It's like TV game.
So it's like karaoke, but on the PlayStation or Wii or whatever.
Yeah, it's like Guitar Hero as well. So
yes,
cool.
It's like a
beautiful song.
And it's like, it's like a Matilda message in it as well.
Why?
Because it's like you have to love yourself and you're never too small. You know, you just have to have your own. It's
what happened to your character? Did she go and commit suicide?
She's dead now.
No, she went to live with Zeke, the carnival freak in the woods.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That's Whitney. Oh, I love Whitney. But there's a documentary about it on Netflix, I think.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So, what was it called?
Whitney.
Whitney, I think.
Is it?
It's like a fun name.
Isn't it called Bath Time? No, I'm joking. I love Whitney myself. But so you think that she stays alive, your character?
Yes.
Like a Bee Gees song.
She goes and lives in her fantasy world, maybe. Because she's bonkers. She's mad. Shame. She's complete. But yeah, it's because, I mean, I do know some of the stories. So she, so, well, for this musical anyway, so the, when she grew up, she was like the, she was the ugly sister, the one who like never got any, she never won anything. And she like, and her sister, who's the acrobat in the,
yes, in the story,
in the musical, yeah, she was obviously so beautiful and she always got everything, got all the attention. So obviously that like messed her up a little bit more.
That's your backstory.
Is that also why she has so much pride in the shot put?
Yes, that's why she uses athletics to show off and to show her strength. So it's actually like, so at least for me, maybe the audience doesn't find it, but for me, I think it's important to empathize with her and feel, and almost feel sorry for her.
She's quite a sad character.
Yes. No, we hate you. We hate you with all that. No, we do. We do. And now Lulu Blue said it takes her 9 hours to put on an eyelash. How long does it take you to put on that whole monstrosity that you're wearing?
It started off taking like with makeup and wigs and everything. I think like the first time we did it, it took like 2 hours.
Sure. Yeah. Because you've got a whole thing on you.
Yes, yeah, I got like a fat suit.
Yeah, I can imagine, because look at you. We couldn't recognize you. And you got this like, look at that. It's like, what do you call that thing? A hunch.
A hunchback, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, when you have a hunch, it's something you think. Hey, yeah. I've got a hunch that I'm hungry. You got that, and then it's like a bit of a Christian Grey S&M-ish. Don't you think?
Don't you think a belt? Some leather.
You know,
situation.
That's a book of
joke.
I just want a whip. That was literally like Trunchbull. A little bit of Trunchbull characterization, like what would she be into? Like definitely.
I think those what you use with horses,
a crop,
a little leather thingy.
You must come to the bingo night.
You've
with
invited
Montel.
Me 18 times. It's on my calendar.
My Rick, dude, I told.
But he's got a whip.
Why don't spoil that? No, why would I even bother coming? Now that I know the whip's coming out.
Right. Yeah, but you don't know when.
The tricks in the show.
Are you talking about the part where they grab the girl by the pigtails?
Well, yeah, but all the tricks. Are they in such a way that
especially
you fake, always...
not tricks. This is not fucking... Okay.
This isn't the circus.
Sorry.
Do they work in such a way that you're always nervous that they might not work?
Pigtails. I'm talking about the pigtails.
Pigtails and
actually,
the...
Actually, we feel very safe with
okay.
it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The pigtails...
It looks amazing.
Way more dangerous than it might be.
Yes, yeah. And I think it can amazing. Be dangerous, but
it can be so funny if one of the tricks break.
And then it turns into that scene from the movie, which
flew
just
into the audience. I would love to be there.
Oh my God,
but we don't condone happened. Children.
No, we don't. We don't.
But it would be so funny.
It was the burp.
Yeah,
the burp with the red light. Yeah. That was just, it just went on and on and on. And I was just like shrieking with laughter. Oh. It was so unexpected. Yeah.
The first few times, beautiful like, to moment. Stay still.
That kid, it was the kid that played the burp that also did like the belting at the end, right?
Yes, Bruce.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Really
good. Yeah, Bruce. Oh my gosh.
Gavin, so describe the last fart using a movie title. Say a movie title.
A what?
Your last fart and say a movie title.
My last fart.
What's the last movie you saw? The joke is going to go now. It's not going to be funny anymore.
Okay.
What's the last fucking movie you saw? The Color Purple.
Yes. The Color Purple.
Ryan?
Anastasia.
It sounds like Anesthesia. You? Lulu?
Gone with the Wind.
Nice.
I have a title in my mind that I want to use, but I can't remember the actual title of the movie.
Mamma Mia.
No. Okay, yeah, let's go with that.
Here we go again. Con Air.
Dish. Very funny.
What's the purpose of this?
Mine is it. read us. You got a wonderful statistic.
You sent me a thing.
No, I didn't.
I got a thing. The latest self-care trend to hit the internet is masturbating. That was not me mispronouncing, it's master dating, the art of taking oneself out on a date. Proponents of the train say that it's crucial to woo yourself by having a night out alone.
Wow. I've been doing it for years.
Oh, it's called being single and sad and alone and just really desperate.
Master dating.
Master dating. Aww. That's a really fun word.
That's very fun. So, children, that's our word of the day.
Master dating.
And you can
It's like masturbating.
That. That is the fucking joke. Don't give it away like that, Bernard.
Oh, is that really what it's about? Because I was like, I was wondering.
That was the whole joke. And Ryan can whisper that to Mrs. Honey tonight. He can go master dating, yes. Master dating.
Master dating.
Master dating.
Oh, my God.
Did you have to... Give me more words as well. Did you have to go to West End on Broadway to see the show?
No, I wish I
you should have demanded
it. I wish they flew
that
me.
That would have should have been on your rider. I demand to see the originals.
But it's quite nice that, like, I drew most of my inspiration from the movie, from the movie Trunchbull. So it was nice to, like, I don't know.
But that was a real woman, eh?
Yes, it was a real woman.
What is her name again?
But she's beautiful in real life. Give me a second.
It's Agatha Trunchbull. Yeah, it's Pat. Her name is Pam someone.
I'll show you what she looks like in the movie and then you just...
Pamela Anderson?
Yes. She was in Baywatch and then in Matilda.
Matilda. What's her name?
I'm very sorry now. Give me a second.
You're very slow for a millennial.
I'm sorry. The Wi-Fi is just like a little taking a minute. Pam Ferris.
Yes. Oh. I was going to say something.
Ferris Bueller. Stay off.
By the way, I nailed it in 1996. Just throwing that out there.
What did you nail?
It's the year it came out. So this is her in the movie.
In 1996, I was...
2 years old. I was 2 years old.
Really? Is that the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, how old were you?
4.
My God.
Yeah.
And when? You, Gav? 1996.
I was in my first year of college already.
Shame. Wow, you're old, eh?
Yes.
But I think I'm older. So 1996, I was doing a show called... Oh, yeah. I was doing a show called... Untfries.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just... In 1997, I sort of hit the big time with Volkswurst. But in 1996, it was still Untfries. So just so you know, Lulu.
I was 26, so I'm not overly young either myself.
No. You were his age. He's 26 now.
Right.
Wow. I mean, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you are Bannon? How old were you in
16.
Oh, I've got a fun fact. Have you watched... You've watched Harry Potter, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Cool.
Harry Potter.
Anyway, so, you know, what's that teacher that's, like, really awful, not Snape? Miss
Umbridge.
Oh, yes.
Did you know the actress that played Miss Trunchbull was also the actress that played Miss Umbridge in Harry Potter? Yes.
No, come again.
No.
No, it's not.
The what?
I'm pretty, like, 99% certain. She's a pretty shit character. Like, she's just, like, consistently...
It's the one that
evil.
Wears pink in Harry Potter.
I'm pretty certain, guys.
No, that is Imelda Staunton.
Okay, well, she played someone evil in Harry Potter, okay? So give me a second.
Okay, but...
But why are you coming with cuck facts?
Okay, look, they can't all be master dating, okay? Give me a sec. Let me rectify this. Can you just... For my dead air.
Can I tell you something? I want to tell you what my favorite...
Oh, she played Mrs. Dursley. Sorry.
Tell me something.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. No, I want to talk to you about something that I saw you in when I was younger, and it was literally the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, and I shared it like 100 times on Facebook. Can you remember doing that maths thing?
People love that, yeah.
It's like, I can't, like with the pie. There's something, I remember you talking about pie or something.
We talked about it last night, by the way. Gosh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were talking the moron. You are a moron.
Yeah.
Oh. Hello, Ishlima. Hello, parrot. Folks. Yeah.
What is this? That. I think
what is this?
The funniest thing I've ever seen.
I told them last night that you know, we did a couple of takes, a lot of takes, because it was only a one take sketch.
Yeah.
So I fucked it up a lot. If you called it into
imagine
it. So every. So, but it was never the same. So that thing about the parrot was just for that one take, and it worked for that one take.
So funny. Wow.
So I wish I could see all the other takes.
Yeah.
Because the end of the sum was also different. It's every time that one was, you were a moron. Yeah, I used to make it up.
Oh,
and
that's amazing.
Yeah.
I remember seeing you in Pretoria in some sort of town hall once, and you were talking about jumping over the line.
Oh, that was the political party.
Oh,
that was
show.
The no. What are you talking about?
I think that
about?
Was the first time I met you. Actually, came backstage.
Jumping over a line. Oh, I remember.
Do you remember that?
I remember.
That was the first time I met you. That was 100 years ago.
Really? Yeah. I can tell you the show. It is called Ladar Lachvias.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I remember. I said, people say don't cross a line, and now tonight let's cross the line. Yeah.
Can I be out of order and say that the first time I saw you was in Igoli? And it was my favorite character.
No, that's Bertie.
That.
Sorry.
Are you confusing me with any Smith?
Oh.
Never.
And you know you were.
And I wasn't in the Bats either. We're not talking about. We're talking about Ryan now.
Okay, yes. I was just trying to fill the space.
Did you go to an acting school?
I went to Rhodes.
Okay.
Yeah, Rhodes.
Yeah, you're so different. You're from like strange places, eh?
I know.
All over the place. Mm.
Because Rhodes, I only know from the Grahamstown Femme Festival. The Arse Festival. I actually, let's talk about me. I had my big break was Hello South Africa at the Grahamstown Festival.
Oh, there we go.
In 1980, when you were all not born yet.
Not even.
I was born in that year.
I was born 1980.
No, I was still waiting for the year. 80, and now I'm going to say it's 6. 1986.
Sub A, grade 1.
Oh.
Actually, school too.
Ach, here. You?
I was about to matriculate, so. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you quite the same age then?
I'm 48.
Yeah, no, I'm older, but.
But you look gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah. So we're sort of the same, and then it's Gavin, and then it's Banner, and then it's. Ryan, and then it's Christian.
Yeah, I'm a little baby.
Yeah. But that's not relevant right now. The Matildas, do they differ?
Yes.
Do they affect your acting?
I wouldn't say so much they affect my acting. I mean, obviously, like natural reactions and that on stage. So maybe a little bit, but they definitely differ, and in the best ways as well.
Really?
Like, yes, because there's one who's a little bit older who, like, you can see, like, her stillness is so beautiful on stage, and she, like, has more of this control. And then there's a little feisty one, Morgan, who was on Sunday, and she's like a little bit more feisty. Mm. And then there's Kitty, who's just she's also has that feistiness, but she's the tiniest one, and you just oh my gosh, she's like a little bombshell. They're all amazing.
So for you, it's actually very nice.
It's so nice
to have
yeah.
that three
variations yeah.
on a character.
It is nice.
Yeah,
actually. And then even the Bruces also alternate.
Oh,
yeah. And
I didn't
the
know.
Erics, the other boys as well. Yeah.
The chocolate one.
No, Bruce is the chocolate one, and then the other one who's the ears are pulled.
Oh, the ears are pulled, okay.
Yeah, the ears are pulled.
Oh, that's all different.
So the kids.
Is that because of children rules?
Yes, I think so.
Jesus Christ.
And then the ensemble kids, do they also swap out and around?
No, they stay. They are
because they are so trained. I mean, can you imagine
amazing,
that they must be different every night? Because those moves,
your
choreography,
it's very ABC song.
Well,
I don't know what the song's name.
The school gates. Yes.
So good.
Outstanding.
Explain to Gavin. He's sitting. He doesn't know what the.
No,
fuck's
don't
is.
Tell him.
Well,
let him come in.
Watch.
But it's basically the entrance into Crunchham Hall, into Trunchbull's. School, and then they have this amazing choreography. Oh, this this intense
really
song,
good.
And then just all of the moves. What's so beautiful is that literally, like, all of the moves relate to every word. It's just so, and everything is just so tight. Like we had three. Like, okay, if you include all the choreographers, we had like five different choreographers at different times and whatever, and then we had like three from overseas who came at different times to just polish everything.
That's so fantastic.
But I mean, the kids and the adults are all just so on point. It's amazing. It's so like, oh, just to watch from side stage is just like,
ugh. Okay, I'm coming.
These people,
you have to. And I'm also going to see it a couple of times. I'm definitely going to do it. It was amazing. It was like also the progression of like from Annie to this, because I'm just mentioning that because Annie was also a children's show. What was the other children's show we saw? Oh, Priscilla. Hey,
yeah, Priscilla, but only the one boy.
Yeah. But then Annie was good and the children was good. But this is like the top of it all. Exactly. And so the next one maybe they can do
School
is
of Rock.
Oliver, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And you can play Fagin.
He will be a brilliant Fagin.
He will be, eh?
They're casting you already.
They're casting you. So Ryan is Fagin in 2020.
I'll be Oliver.
Okay.
Please, sir. Will I? Can I get fuck all, please? You've had
please,
enough.
Sir. Had enough.
You've had enough, Ollie. yeah, you're right. School of Rock could be next.
That'll be fun.
Why I say that is. The production company that's partnering with Peter Turin is doing School of Rock currently in New Zealand, Australia, I think.
Oh.
And I just like, okay, maybe Matilda's touring now next year elsewhere, and then maybe School of Rock will come here, and I don't know.
That'd be fun.
Ryan, you are a fantastic talent. It was a pleasure to meet you. I was so amazed to meet you now. And I am going to come and see the show again, and I'll come and say hello, hey?
Yes,
will
please.
You remember me? Or recognize me? I'll wear a cauliflower.
I'll still probably have my teeth on, so you'll see.
I don't think I want to see that though.
Because I only take them off before I go to sleep.
Interesting.
Oh really?
No, because I have to like brush it off.
Oh my god!
Really?
Your dedication, eh?
Yeah.
How does that affect your sex life?
Though? Exactly, because there you go, and you go, hello.
Hi.
And they don't know you've just been in a play, and they go, oh my God.
Exactly.
But if people want to watch Matilda, they can watch it at Monte Cassino. You can get tickets on CompuTicket, I'm assuming.
Yes.
It's playing now.
Till when?
4th of November?
2nd of December.
December, sorry.
You got matinees for children?
We do.
I mean, the children can come at night as well, but they are matinees.
Next week, I don't know if it's sold out yet, but I think it's a special matinee for school kids
on Tuesday. Because I've tried to book.
Do you hear that, Gavin?
Oh, is it already? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Gavin, on Saturdays and Sundays, there's matinees. Both Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you transfer to Artscape.
Yes.
Oh, it's nice there. And you're going to have more ox.
Those were not English.
He's going to have more oxygen. Because you escaped down.
Hey? We all suffer in Joburg.
I know. Our voices are like, the tap dogs were here. They said they were vomiting.
They had oxygen tanks and buckets backstage.
Oxygen
in
chunks.
The wings.
Yeah. Oxygen chunks.
No, I'm really
chunks.
Like,
sorry.
At the end of my one song, I wonder if my next word is just going to come out like, I don't know how it's going to sound. Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's Lulu crazy. Blue, you are at Beefcakes every Wednesday. It's a fantastic show.
Thank you so much.
It's so nice. I want to see it again.
Please do. You can come Wednesday because we're having our Halloween show. So that should be
cool.
Oh,
I'm doing my own Montel thing.
Okay, so
I'm so sorry. I know. Everyone come to my show, Beefcakes Victoria, where we will do a Halloween. And then after that, you can, if you want to, go watch Lulu Blue and Beefcakes.
Can we just say once again lovely. How... like how lovely she looks, Lulu, and how she looks like the momager. No one is taking me serious.
No, I see it. I don't know.
But it's the hair.
I don't know what
Chris
the fuck. What is the momager?
It's Chris Jenner.
She's the most famous momager.
Oh, right.
And Bernard, you are Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. You are on display at Beefcakes.
Thursday is my one-man show. And
from Betty to Broadway.
From Bloemfontein to Broadway. And
to Bloodwig, who's that? Is he like a mid-century vampire? Like
from Bloedrivier to Bloodwig. Yeah.
And Friday night's Beefcakes Ilovo and Saturday's Beefcakes Pretoria.
And Christian, where are you going to be?
My podcast airs every Sunday. Go to christiangrobla.com. or search Dark Stuff on any of your favorite podcasting apps.
Is that all we had to discuss? Hey, Gavin, are you doing something? Do you want to plug?
Yes, I'm just like being me.
Okay, that's good. And you know what? Gavin, you were born that way.
It doesn't matter if you love him.
Thank you, people. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.